The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Just then his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and were on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat." Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I have ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Still thirsty. I'm still thirsty. If I make it to the road, there will be water. Just take 10 steps. 10 small steps at a time. I drank 2 canteens and almost a gallon from my camelback, and I'm still thirsty. I filled them all up again, but my mouth is dry and my head is throbbing. My legs are aching and cramping, and my vision is getting blurry. I can keep drinking all the water I can find, but I'm not getting any better. There is a point when a person can become so dehydrated that you can't give them too much water because their body can't take it in at the pace they want to consume it. It can take a couple of days of slow fluids to bring them back to normal. But in the meantime, they could swallow up all the water they wanted, and none of it would make them feel any better. All that water, canteens and camelbacks and water bottles and even a spigot from a ground well, drink it all and refill everything again. But when your life is at stake, we could all drink from that water and still find ourselves thirsting. For us, we no longer have to work so hard to find our water. We can turn on a tap or buy a case of water bottles to keep in the car for emergencies. We can fill a cooler with ice and be refreshed all weekend. And even then, we will still have thirst. thirst. This woman comes to the well, and we know, because we can read between the lines, that she has not had an easy life. Yet, even she can still draw water from the well. Even she, coming at the heat of the day, is not dying of thirst. But she is dying of thirst the same way that we are dying of thirst. Because just like her, we are reliant on the things of this world to provide for us. Like her, it's not just our water, our food, our daily bread that we seek from the world. It is the deeper things. This woman who had had five husbands and was living with another man who was not her husband. Was there some measure of comfort there? Something that passed for a good feeling when compared with the option of being out on the street? What relationships do we take comfort in? Who do we look to be connected with so that our lives do not feel so empty? For all of us, at some point, the answer is not Christ. We come up with alternatives and excuses, looking for other things which we use, saying, "See how this builds up my life?" And we can think, "Yes, this hobby or this club or this friendship fulfills me." We can think that having the next best thing will make us feel whole. But all the people and places and things and hobbies and activities and relationships that we look to complete our lives, in these things we are drinking from the well of life, a well full of the things of the earth. And everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. To each of us dying of thirst in the land of plenty, a promise is made. We need to know that it is not from the earthly wells that our true sustenance is coming. We need to overhear the same promise that this woman heard, to know that the Son of God has promised that those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty, because the water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. The water that comes from Christ is different. Yes, like that earthly well from Jacob, it has a continual supply. But what it is supplying is completely different from what the earthly wells will give us. Those wells are something outside of us, the things that we go to looking for comfort, the things which will always fail to sustain us. But our Savior is not telling us to draw from an earthly well. He is pouring out the water of life into our souls, restoring us to Him for all eternity, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because in baptism, that true and full life in Him is put inside of us, so that the well that we draw from, the place that we go to when the world hurts us and we are thirsting and aching for true and complete comfort, is not something of this earth. We are promised that the living water of baptism will always be flowing in us, and we go to the one who has baptized us when we need to be sustained. Every day we are called to die to sin and rise anew in our baptism, knowing that we are filled up again and again with the life-giving water of Christ. The life-giving water of baptism, which our Savior pours out for us, carries that eternal promise because of what He is preparing to do for us on the cross. He is making absolutely sure that the living water from Him is the water of eternal life. And He is going to make sure that all those who have received that water will never hunger or thirst again, because He will feed us with His very body and blood. That is the promise this woman is hearing at the well, and it is the promise we are hearing again today. It is the promise that will be brought to completion when we, those who have been baptized and washed in water and the Spirit, those who are learning again and again to be anchored to the well of living water poured out in baptism, when we come to the table and experience what it is to be truly filled up, to know what it is to no longer thirst in the land of the dying, because we have been made whole. Amen.